Welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. In this episode, we'll be looking at the relationship between population and Nigerian economy. With over 213 million people in Nigeria, is our population a blessing or a curse? Is this population actually seen to a growth of the economy? Well, with us in the studio, we have a developmental economist. Let's listen to him as he answers most of these questions.
My name is Dr. Ibrahim Ahmed Adam. I am the head of Department of Economics and Development Studies of Federal University, Duze Jigawa State. I also specialize in development economics.
What is the relationship between population and economy?
Thank you very much. As you know, the population of a country, the totality of all the headcounts that exist or live in that country. And there is a correlation between population and development in every economic setting. The correlation could be inverse or direct. In other words, it could have a positive, the relationship could be positive or negative. It all depends on how that country utilizes the people asset of the country. If you have a quality workforce, that is to say the people you have, you educate them, and we are talking about functional education. Functional education in area of green sector manufacturing, production, you know, in area of diplomacy, in area of politics, in area of technology, particularly the information and computing technology. With this, we say we have functional education. And you provide the health services that will make the people to function effectively and add value to the country's economy. And also, you provide adequate security that will allow for production of goods and services and other activities in that country, then this put together will bring about economic growth and development, just like what we are experiencing in China.
Okay.
China is commanding one third of the global population, but they are having the second strongest economy in the world. There are instances abound whereby the population of the country is used as a comparative advantage for development. But where you don't develop your people, you don't give them the proper functional education, you don't provide healthcare services, you don't provide security, there will going to be chaos, and that population will become a liability to that country. So in essence, it depends on how the country utilizes the population, not really the size of population that matters, but the effective leadership, you know, and a country that can actually harness all its potential towards economic growth and development,
okay,
which will make every member of that population productive.
Let's bring this back home now. You made mention of China, where they have over 1.3 billion, yes, in China.
Yes,
now, with
yes,
Nigeria, with 213 million people, you're spoken about proper utilization of population, of the population now. Do you think Nigeria's population is a blessing or a curse?
Actually, Nigerian population, it is not the issues we have with the development, but the aspect of leadership, you know, the way and manner the country is managed, the way and manner the economy is managed, and the way and manner the people are being handled. Look at the budget that is going to education. Look at the budget that is going to healthcare. They are all below the threshold, the global threshold, you know, until and unless when the Nigerian leadership begin to take that conscious step, just like other countries, to develop her people, then they will continue to have issues, irrespective of our population. But our population, it is not our problem to development. It is not our problem. It is actually the way and manner we harness these assets, this human resource we have. So if we can actually, if Nigeria will provide effective and functional education to the people, so that everybody will be educated, and education will bring about a lot of transformation. You know, it will bring about a lot of entrepreneurial engagement. And that will bring about economic growth. The GDP will improve. And that will, all you see, all the indices of development will begin to move in towards a positive direction. Thank you.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download this episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. We'll be going on a short break. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home. home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download this episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. In this episode, we're talking about population and the Nigerian economy. And with us in the studio is Dr. Ibrahim Mohammed Adam, a developmental economist. Let's get back to our conversation. Now, quickly, I'm back to you, sir.
Thank you.
Mention of education and infrastructural development as one of the means of using population, as in giving this to the population to increase economic development. Now, with the population we have now and the state of Nigeria at this moment, can we achieve this education and infrastructure for the population we have at this point in time?
Absolutely. I tell you that if the resource we have will be judiciously utilized, for instance, the last budget is about 6 to 7% of the total budgetary allocation goes to education. If these resources will be effectively utilized in providing qualified teachers in our basic, post basic, and tertiary education, in providing welfare, okay, for the students and for the lecturers, in providing teaching aids and teaching resources, then those resources will actually make impacts in developing our system. Mm-hmm. But the problem we're having is most of the resources, in fact, less than 50% actually goes directly to what are meant for. They leak, they are, you know, siphoned, you know. So the problem of corruption is one fundamental issue that needs to be tackled. If the money that is going into education, if it will go there, at least 90% of it, then you now see our people will, most of our people will be educated. And education automatically is the people are educated. You will see progress is coming. You see people are innovating so many things. You see people are creating a lot of, you know, economic value in the society. And this will lead to economic growth because you see production of goods and services all over. The GDP will rise, and there are all those indices that are indicating development will begin to rise.
Okay, so now in Niger. Niger is a country with just 25 million people, approximately 25 million people. And the government called for a population control, saying that they need that to maximize their resources now. With Nigeria that is having 213 million people, and we can clearly see that, like you said, corruption has taken the better part of economic development in the country. Do you think same rule can be applied in Nigeria so as to encourage development in the economy?
I would never prescribe that. You see, the issue is this. If you have 10 million population of 10 million of ignorant people, you will continue to sink in poverty. If you have 100 million times 10 of that, that most of them are educated, you continue to see prosperity and progress in that society. Education is the key. So if Niger want to develop, it is not an issue of population control. Rather, let them focus on providing education to all. Education to all. Let them focus on providing the basic services, you know, such as healthcare, security, you know, such as critical infrastructure, roads, you know. All these will culminate into bringing about dividends of economic transformation and eventually development. So Nigeria, we should talk more of providing personal education, providing healthcare, providing security, than cutting down on the size of the population. that would help us as a strategy to develop.
Okay, sir. So what other ways can we build as a strategy to use our population to an advantage? Because you made mention of China and even yes. India now. These are countries that have large economies and you can see the development happening there. So what other ways can we replicate this development here in Nigeria so as to make use? What other ways can we develop using the population we have?
Thank you very much. The population we have, there is need for, you know, entrepreneurial engagement. People should venture into different trades and businesses that will make them create value. They will become an asset, not a liability to the economy. If A is producing, B is producing, C is producing, then you see that we don't need to waste our resources in importing things that only we will produce here. Poverty brings up, you know, happens when people are not earning income. But if the majority will engage, that is why these efforts, the government efforts, you know, in trying to see if they actually intervene by giving some capital or capitalizing or supporting businesses, that is a good one. If these businesses actually can, you know, use its resources and develop, so then you see a lot of progress. You see a lot of development. So entrepreneurship engagement, with our curriculum in our schools, focus more on that. So that people, even before they graduate, our people graduate, they begin to venture into businesses that will earn income and earn money for themselves and of course for the country. And importantly, we need to be serious about fighting corruption. Corruption has to be eliminated. In other words, even though corruption is everywhere, but really it must be minimized to the barest minimum, so that the resources we have, we can utilize them for what they are meant for. Not getting money, but greater part of that money is going into the pockets of few. This would never take us anywhere.
And that wraps up this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. If you have questions or comments or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. Better still, you can send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.